The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river. Come rain or come shine.
Yeah, baby, Francis Albert right there, 906 on the, it's raining, come rain or shine, we love you. Piscopo in the morning, 877-970-2999, our Balance of Nature phone line. Dr. Kevin Sabat coming up, Smart Approaches to Marijuana. He's the co-founder of that organization, one of the country's largest groups opposing legalization of marijuana. Mike Gonzalez, senior fellow with the Heritage Foundation, and how you doing? Joining us in the 9 o'clock hour, we appreciate you staying with us. It's been a crazy, crazy day. Let me just break down the news, because we got silly and then we got to get serious. But the United States confirming this drone shot down by Iran. What's going to happen? I don't. And you know, we had the great Medal of Honor recipient, Jack Jacobs. See, this guy is great. And Jack said, and he's a great warrior. He doesn't think that we will retaliate. I don't know that Donald Trump, and as Jack acknowledged as well, with the personality that he has, that Donald J. Trump has, does he let that happen? Or are we waiting? Are we just going to wait a little bit? I mean, that would be the Italian way to do it, just to wait, you know, when you least expect it. Boom, you're taken out. So we'll see exactly what's happening with that. This, again, I have to address this. So I'm a staunch supporter, as you know. We are on the show, certainly the station, of law enforcement. I mean, what law enforcement does for us, and especially as a father of five children, I really always consider what the men and women do in blue. So we so appreciate what they do. Lives on the line. Now, when you go on a domestic disturbance or a domestic violence call, and, you know, there's a fight, you think, you know, husband and wife, the police officers literally put their lives on the line, and now this female officer was shot while other officers were helping a woman collect personal belongings so she could leave her home. Shot. Police say the shooter was armed with a rifle, kept officers pinned down for more than 40 minutes while the wounded officer lay in the yard. Ah, my goodness. An armored vehicle rescued her, and she was taken to a hospital where she later died. I don't see, let me see, Frankie Five Boroughs, I don't see. Was the shooter killed as well? The man with the rifle killed as well? Does not say.
Not that I've seen, no.
Oh, man, no consequences. It's crazy how we're attacking our law enforcement like there. So there's also so support law enforcement. Our hearts go out to this female officer shot in Sacramento. Unnecessary. That's an epidemic for me in this country. The mass shootings in the workplace and schools is an epidemic. I would love to see Gerald Nadler, Adam Schiff, Maxine Waters, you know, join the president as the president helps at-risk communities with his opportunity zones, as he helps out with his first step with prison reform. You know, I would like to see the Democrats just go, you know, we got to start taking care of our own people and stop with the political witch hunts, because you're wasting time while cops are being killed, while there's mass shootings, while our infrastructure crumbles. And it's time to join together down in Washington, D.C. And now this flesh-eating bacterial infection is on the rise. What is going on? There's a flesh-eating bacteria. I mean, this apparently, if you go to like a pond, that's a still pond, and it's warm, I would stay the heck away from it because they have these little tiny microbial beasts that go up your nose into your brain and eat your brain. Does that sound like a sci-fi film? That is happening.
It's frightening, and all the more reason to stay home. There's a lot of good shows on Netflix. What are you hanging out at ponds for?
Look at this. A study indicating that flesh-eating bacteria. Oh, I can't read it. You know what, Frankie? We got to... You're okay.
Yeah, it has affected people that have compromised immune systems, that have at a risk for infection. But you're a healthy guy. You've sprayed Duracin on your lip to no ill effect this morning. You've sprayed it on the microphone. You've sprayed it on your French toast. I thought you would spray it on your banana, but you didn't. There we go. So you're okay. Besides the fact, would you really be in brackish water in South Jersey? Never.
No, but if you see a pond or something and you're
going
to go...
You're not going in there.
There's a pond. You're right. It'd be muddy and yucky.
Exactly. So why would you... I mean, if you were in there fishing, you'd have hip waders on anyway. So it's not like you're going to go plunging.
Hazmat suit.
Yeah, you'd be Dustin Hoffman in Outbreak. Sure enough.
Not Kevin Spacey, who got the tear and got the infection.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, you'd be Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, but that's exactly right. That's what happens. And if you look and you track who died from this flesh-eating bacteria.
Yeah, the guy who died last year.
He was on a fishing boat.
He had already had a compromised immune system because he was infected with something. He had been sick or whatever, and this just fed on it. You're fine. You're okay.
You know I worry about him.
I know.
Worry about these things.
When you surf this year, when you hit the surfboard, you'll be in a full suit.
The ocean's always moving, it's safer like
you'll
that.
Be all right.
I think going down the shore this weekend, I think.
Good. You'll be all right, honey.
Celebrating Carol's, my sister's birthday, so we'll be doing that.
Nice.
I've been taking all the kids and everything.
Will you actually have a drink?
No.
No. That's true. You won't. No. That's
It's a Saturday. If I'm not driving, it depends what I'm doing with the children.
Come on.
You know, we don't do it with the kids.
He's not having a drink.
No. I was at the stadium yesterday.
Right.
And the Yanks,
and you didn't have a drink.
I didn't.
No,
I did not.
Of course not.
And you know, because I was going another bit. Well, because I do more.
Did you have that plain chicken and rice?
I got to tell you something, though. That's between us. You ready for it? Frankie, you. You heard it? You heard it?
Yeah.
You know, when Joey goes, you know, there's something happening. It's either really bad or, wow, it's great.
Commander General Salami. Yeah? What happened?
General Salami.
What were we going to say?
You're never going to look at salami again.
The
Yeah.
You're curious because when I
know what that means. I know the degree of emphasis.
And
who's the lady?
Right before. No.
Come on.
No. Oh. If it's a good darn thing that I have to get up so early in the morning.
Good darn thing.
You know why? Because there was a lady. Oof. You know, and I didn't, because I had to get back. I was like, and then she
did. Did you say to her,
I'm old and I know when they start hovering around, I know I got a shot. You know what I mean?
I need hovering.
And I ain't going to shoot down that drone. You know what I'm saying?
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, General Salami.
So, I said... Hello, Colonel Prosciutto.
Why does the guy have like six ranks? Commander General Salami.
Captain Bronzino.
Captain Chaos. I mean, where's Dom DeLuise when you need him?
I gotta go to the I'm sorry. You were gonna say something.
No. I was just gonna explain. His rank is general, but he's the commander of the Revolutionary Guard.
Okay.
So it's Commander General.
He's general.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you get to the whole, all these affectations to his name, you're over.
Salami, bologna. So we sat down with my friend. They go to the Mandarin, and they have a drink before we go to the event.
Mm-hmm.
It's that McClellan. Is that what
McCallan.
It is?
Yeah, McCallan.
25.
Oh,
wow.
See?
I got my dad a...
See, you go...
But did you have it?
From Al, you went, me?
I got my dad a bottle of...
But he looked at it.
Can we do a little... It's unbelievable.
But you looked at it.
Didn't
you? See, now, Frank, if Frank was there, he would have been...
You got your dad that?
No, not 25. I got him a bottle of 18 for Father's Day, and that was a fortune.
Is it really great?
I can't imagine how much the McKellen 25... Actually, I have a pretty good idea of what the McKellen 25 goes for.
It's $200 a shot.
It's got to be about $800,000 a bottle.
I think it's got to
be
$1,000. Right.
Easy. Yeah. So my boy, God bless him, and I went, and I wanted to just taste a little bit. I just didn't.
No, nobody's going to. First of all,
you're not
first of all,
taste
that's
a little
not
bit.
One of those. Excuse me, bartender, can I have a taste of that before I? No. You got to have
that. Would kill any flesh-eating bacteria
yes.
in my body.
I don't think you'd need Duracin on your
That's
lip.
That's very smooth.
So I said, boss, when you come back, I said, we're down there. I said, you know, let's come on. Let's just sit. When I have a night off, I want to have this with you. But I don't think I could recover. Back in the day, I used to drink scotch. Recover. You know that?
I know. Yeah.
They're
going to
get
scotch.
When I couldn't afford Duracin, I would get John Begg.
Right.
Frank. They're going to give him a finger of this, right? I mean, like the smallest of pores. You don't think you can handle that?
I don't know. I don't. I'm not drinking.
No, that's.
But it's not a. It's not. You're not slamming it down. Yeah. You're sipping that over an hour.
You no. What a that much? A little bit. Like
you?
That? Yeah.
Hour and a half, easy.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Hey, Joe on the radio court. What's the finger?
No, I was just telling Al to bring my computer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, you got something you want to play for?
Yeah, real quick.
This is an AM 970 The Answer breaking news alert.
So this is not the best news, obviously. But at least 10 people were wounded as shots were fired on patrons leaving the Deja Vu nightclub in Allentown, Pennsylvania, early this morning. Story just breaking within the last couple of minutes. 10 people shot outside of this nightclub. We don't know much beyond that, but we're going to be monitoring this. But according to the Allentown police, all the victims, thankfully, are expected to survive. But this happened just before 2 a.m., so it goes hand-in-hand with what you're saying about the priority of mass shootings in this country. And
10 people?
10 people.
Do they know what the weapon was?
No other information about the weapon or the assailant.
It's a beautiful little town, Allentown. But no,
it's coming back, but there's still a lot of bad areas of Allentown that people avoid. And I'm not surprised 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. Man, it's an epidemic in the country, and people blame the guns, and it's not the guns. There's something more to it, and I don't know what the answer is.
Neither do I.
But
neither
my goodness gracious. All right, Frankie, thanks for doing that. You know, so the Fed leaves interest rates unchanged. The Federal Reserve, in other stories, is leaving interest rates unchanged, which I guess is a good thing. As soon as they fix up or, you know, a jerk around is the word I want to use with the interest rates, then the stock market does its crazy dance. So I think that's a good thing, I guess. Right, Frankie?
Well, look, I mean, Stephen Moore obviously is in a much better position to answer that than me. I do not like this. You know, they haven't raised interest rates since 2008, right? We have had no interest rate hikes since 2008. Now, that means, Joe, that if you're a saver, if you've spent all your life socking away money just in the hopes that you'd be able to generate a little interest, you're totally screwed. So this zero interest rate policy, which we had until a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, and now this new super low interest rate policy, it really hurts savers. So I don't like this ultra low interest rate policy. I think it encourages people to borrow a lot of money. And I hope we can get to a place where there's real interest rates. The other danger with it is, Joe, is if there is an economic slowdown, and one day there will be, it could be a year from now, it could be 2 years, 3 years. Eventually, we all know economies eventually slow down. If we have kept interest rates this low for this long, what stimulus, what fiscal stimulus, or monetary stimulus or fiscal stimulus can we utilize at that point? So we're by not including that as a bullet, in fight breaking the back of inflation later on, then I think we're hurting ourselves. So I'm glad they didn't cut interest rates, but I think the economy is strong enough to maintain a little bit of a little slight quarter point increase in interest rates. I wish they would not look at cutting interest rates.
Yeah, I don't know. Everything seems to be doing so good. And now, you know what? I'm glad Stephen Moore addressed this recession thing. Boy, they drive that on the news. That's all you hear. And they do segments. They do hours of it on all the news. Well, is it the crash? They keep saying the crash. Are they hoping this crash is coming?
Well, yes, is the answer.
You know, like Stephen Moore said, why are we even going there? There's got to be a crash. There's got to be a crash. And then the poll situation. Will you stop with the polls?
They're obsessed
with the polls. Look what happened with Donald Trump. He was gone. He wasn't surfacing, you know, in the election when he first went in. And to the very end, right up till Election Day.
You're exactly right.
But they say say with straight face on the news media, the polls put Donald Trump behind Joe Biden. He's behind Bernie Sanders. I mean, shouldn't it be a caveat? They usually have somebody on, at least on Fox News, saying the polls mean nothing. I mean, you could hear that on Fox News occasionally. But, boy, they're just driving that home on the other networks, huh?
Yeah, I find all these polls. And, look, Fox does a fair amount of coverage of polls as well. I find all these stories about polls completely meaningless and completely inconsequential to people's lives. But at some point, right, I you know, so the polls were completely wrong on Brexit. They were completely wrong on Donald Trump. They were completely wrong in the Grim Donovan primary. They were completely wrong on the Ocasio-Cortez Joe Crowley primary. They were completely wrong with respect to the European parliamentary elections.
Yeah.
At what point do we say, all right, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me five times, shame on me.
Thank you. That's exactly what I'm saying. If you're still taking the coverage
of these polls seriously, you're the buffoon, not the people talking about it.
I'm giggling because my favorite poll is like Valenza. That's what I was going to say. That was going through my mind. My polls. You know,
that's terrible.
Oh my Lord! It was a joke from day one.
Where is General Salami?
You can see this image of General Salami on Twitter. Actually serving salami at the Joe Piscopo show.
The Revolutionary Guard of their barracks will never know. Do they make fun of General Salami? Like, I mean,
it's a good question.
Probably not.
Hello, Sergeant Prosciutto. Me, General Salami.
No, a private comes in. General Salami gave me KP.
Hello, my name's Bobby Pepperoni. How are you? I want to join. Can I join?
Is he Italian? Italian wanted to join the Revolutionary Guard.
You guys couldn't stop.
What do you mean there's no pancetta? Can't take this. I quit.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of meat, that's really gross.
Yes.
Although I like salami, what's the olive loaf? Olive loaf.
Yeah, oh, that's gross.
Olive loaf is like bologna with olives stuffed in it.
Is that the weirdest thing in the world?
Gross. I used to have to cut it.
I've also always hated mortadella.
Mortadella is fantastic.
It's gross.
Oh, it's the Italian bologna.
I don't find regular bologna too good either.
Oh, no, you're out of your mind.
Hello, my name is General Liver. Liverwurst. How are you?
That's gross.
Good to see you.
See, I always like liverwurst.
Can I have a half a pound of liverwurst sliced thin? That's gross.
Liverwurst is so... Is it so bad? Isn't it bad for you?
Yes.
All of this is stuff that they
processed.
Whatever they find. Right. Whatever the good parts of the cow and the pig, they just stick it into... Yeah. Oh, bologna.
Where's General Liverwurst? He passed away.
Who knew we would have a discussion about
cholesterol.
Deli meats today?
High cholesterol.
General Salami. He should be Genoa Salami.
General.
He's not a hard salami. He's Genoa Salami. That's it.
That's great.
Not to be outdone by Major Mortadella, Private Prosciutto.
We got it. 9:22. Hey, Deb, how you doing out there this morning? I know, is the rain letting up a little bit? Hopefully traffic's letting up a little bit. Look at me dreaming over here.
Well, it's going to be a little bit messy today with the fog and the rain on and off. It's going to be a little bit crazy traveling as well. We are still seeing delays, guys, at the Greekstown Causeway and the Blackwells Mills Causeway. Still flooded in that Hillsborough, Franklin Township area. 440 heading south at Woodbridge Avenue. It's an accident into Edison. Garden State Parkway North at 140. An accident heading up toward Union. Now, we're still seeing some extra heavy traffic here at the Hudson River crossings. Inbound GWB, about 25 to 30. If you're heading to the inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, that's 35 to 40. Holland, at least a 30-minute delay. Traffic is still moving pretty slowly for you. Eastbound side of the Cross Bronx, getting out toward the Alexander Hamilton Bridge, right past the GWB, and the westbound Bruckner at the Hunts Point Drawbridge. A collision there. FDR Drive South in the 70s, an accident. Eastbound Belt at Sunrise Highway, an accident still working there. LIE westbound still busy getting right out toward the BQE, and the Southern State West at Wellwood Ave into East Farmingdale, a collision there as well. Rain today, high of 78. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder isn't surprised the Democrats don't like the president's deal with Mexico.
Even CNN said that Trump got almost everything he wanted from Mexico in the agreement. Now, were Democrats happy that tariffs were not imposed and that this threat to our economy has been averted and that possibly the 100,000 or so illegal aliens across the border last month, that number will go down? Not exactly.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THE ANSWER.
Hi, Joe on the radio. It's 925 right now. You know, when it comes to protecting your home and your family, trust one of the longest-standing names in New York, please. Trust Honig Conti Perino Insurance. Honig Conti Perino Insurance have been in Manhattan for over 100 years and is family-owned, providing coverage for four generations. They are consistent and face-to-face. You know, I love family-owned and operated, right? And that's what you get with Honig Conti Perino. No automated services here. They work with each client individually, and they provide policies that grow as you grow and make sure that each individual is fully taken care of. Whether it's providing homeowners insurance, business insurance, renters insurance, Michael Honig and Michael Conti, then we went to Delmonico's with the guys. Is that great?
Great restaurant.
Yeah, we had fun, and we were talking to these guys. They're very, very dedicated. They get up so early in the morning to take care of your insurance needs. Matter of fact, call the Michaels. Just check in with the Michaels if you have any insurance questions at all. 212-777-7113. It's just like that. 212-777-7113. Or visit them at honigconte.com. It's HONIGCONTE.com. Honig Conte Insurance.
Dennis Prager. Coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Dr. Kevin Sabat is with us, a co-founder of A Smart Approaches to Marijuana, one of the country's largest groups opposing legalization of marijuana. He also served in the White House as a President Obama's senior advisor at the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy. Hey, Dr. Kevin, welcome back to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well, thank you.
Are you happy the state legislature in New York did not vote to legalize recreational marijuana yesterday?
Absolutely. And it's not just me that's relieved and happy. It's the PTA, the Medical Society of New York, the law enforcement groups we worked with, the different parents and school administrators. This would have been such a headache, and we're all very relieved and happy about it.
And what did they do with respect to decriminalizing marijuana, sir?
I think they're still figuring that out. But, you know, look, I don't want to throw people in prison for pot, but the bottom line is legalization was way too many steps too far. It would have, you know, commercialized, highly potent, these gummy bears, cookies, candies.
Yeah, yeah.
No limits on THC. This isn't, your Woodstock weed. So we're really happy about it.
So it's a done deal. It won't be legalized this year, you think?
It will not be, and I'll tell you, I think it's going to be very hard for them next year because it's going to be an election year, and this is going to be an even tougher vote. So I think it's actually not going to be for a while.
Doc, what's happening in Colorado? Because it seems to be the kids are getting hurt by the legalization of marijuana out there, yes?
They are. There's, the tens of thousands of little toddlers going to the emergency room and hospital for they're getting their hands on these pot gummy bears, and they can't tell the difference between, that. And then we have all of these car crashes going on, school problems. It's a very big deal.
Wow. And now, so who's pushing for the legalization? I guess it's the pot industry. They expect to make a lot of money off of this.
Yeah, they do expect to make. They expect to make tons of money.
The issue is
it's really all about money. It is Wall Street investors. It is, these guys, billionaires that want to make more money. And Big Tobacco has basically bought everything up. So it's just so ironic to me when you have some legislators that have been so anti-tobacco, especially here in New York City, which I'm thankful for because, we don't smell cigarettes everywhere anymore. And it's a much cleaner environment when it comes to tobacco. But why would we then legalize pot and go backwards? It's just like inviting Big Tobacco right back in again.
Well, you sound great now. Were you on a speakerphone before, sir?
We just changed lines.
Very, very fine. Very fine.
No, were you at Delmonico's last night? Is that what I heard?
No, I tell you, classic Wall Street restaurant. Where are you from, Dr.
I was at Hillstone last night with, which I love, with one of the deans of drug treatment in the state, who's been treating people for 50 years, and he was celebrating. He said, every kid that comes through treatment, pot was their first drug. No one uses heroin without using pot. That's what he told me.
I tell you, I am a dad. I know I'm from the 60s, and I'm scared to death about it. I'm walking to work. And I stop at a drugstore. I don't want to name the drugstore, but I stop. And then as I'm walking out, I smell marijuana. I smell it there. It's like 5 o'clock in the morning, for crying out loud. Huh? My fear was that, Congressman Peter King had mentioned this, that you're worried about the construction workers,
Oh, my God. The construction workers, it's bad enough. It's hard enough to find people who can pass a drug test working in these dangerous industries.
Yeah, yeah.
And the construction, it's a very big deal. In Colorado, you mentioned Colorado before. In Colorado, they can't hire the biggest construction company, Jim Johnson. He can't hire people to pass a drug test there who can pass a drug test there anymore.
Wow.
And it's crazy. And in Nevada, let me tell you how crazy this is. In Nevada, a court a month ago or a couple weeks ago ruled that employers have to hire people who have failed drug tests. They cannot discriminate anymore because it's legal. I mean, it's madness.
Oh, my gosh. And how does a law enforcement officer, how can you, there's no test, really. Yes,
no,
saliva
test.
No test. Then if the cop makes a call, God forbid, the cop says, hey, you look stoned. Oh, there's a lawsuit right there. Am I right?
You're right, and the juries don't believe it because, with alcohol, alcohol is such a different substance. It's in and out of your system within 24 hours, unlike THC, and that stays in your system a while, and it actually affects you for a while. It doesn't just stay and do nothing. It actually does affect your behavior, even after you feel high, by the way. They've done studies to show that, and the issue is, because we don't have a standard for impairment like we do for alcohol, 0.08, we don't have that for marijuana, juries are not convicting at all people that are stoned. So I could tell you, these prosecutors I talked to and cops and others, they hope that the guy who clearly reeks of pot, who clearly tests positive for pot, they also hope he tests positive for alcohol because that's what they're going to ding him on, because the jury will ding him on that, but they won't pursue the pot. And because they're just like, well, there's not a black and white test. We just can't tell. And the defense attorneys, of course, throw all this doubt. And then, here you have a guy who's clearly high on pot driving, which is very, very bad for driving, by the way. All the studies show that.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to convict him. It's just this whole thing is a headache.
How do we handle our marijuana policy in New York and New Jersey then?
Well, look, first of all, I think we need to have a public awareness campaign for the guy that was smoking at 5 in the morning outside of the drugstore, for parents and others who – a lot of these parents, they haven't touched pot for 20 years, so they think it's the old,
right.
They
smoked in the dorm room, right?
That's right.
But it's not. So we need an awareness campaign to say this isn't your granddaddy's pot, and be careful. I mean, understand that this can affect your brain development. This can affect your IQ. This can affect your mental illness. You know, psychosis, schizophrenia, this is a huge issue. Panic attacks are a huge issue with today's highly potent pot, especially if you're not used to it and you're like a first-time user. Big issue.
And Dr. Sabat, we're seeing reports that marijuana use by pregnant women is going up. I mean, how dangerous is that, sir?
It's extremely dangerous. And the thing is, these pot shops, there was a study in Colorado. It showed that 70% of pot shops in Colorado recently recommended marijuana for pregnant women.
Oh, my Lord.
And it is just, by the way, the state's doing nothing about it. So, I mean, it's totally inept to deal with it. And it's a big problem. It's horrible for developing fetuses, for, you know, later behavioral problems. Even it's linked to some very rare diseases in unborn babies that could lead to death. I mean, this is very, very serious. And the pot lobby is saying, oh, no, it's great for your nausea. Go ahead, you know, for your nausea. Why don't you know, go ahead. You'll be fine. It's safer than blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they're just laughing all the way to the bank. So, listen, marijuana policy in New York, we got to not have public use. We got to clamp down on that. We got to have some public awareness. I don't want to, you know, give a kid a prison sentence. I don't think anybody wants to do that. We don't want to, you know, we all make mistakes when we're teenagers. We don't want to throw a kid in the slammer, give him a criminal record. I'm not saying we need to do that, but we need to have a balance and not go on the extreme of welcoming this industry with open arms, because we're going to come to regret it if we do that. I know that.
Dr. Kevin Sabat, man, you know what you're talking about. He's the co-founder of Smart Approaches to Marijuana, one of the country's largest groups opposing legalization of marijuana. Hey, Doc, I'll see you at one of these restaurants around. We'll get together. And,
I look forward to it.
And we appreciate you always joining us on the show, and love what you're saying, Dr. Kevin. I appreciate you being on the show.
Thanks,
sir.
Thanks for having me, Rob. Really appreciate it. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too, indeed. Dr. Thanks. Kevin Sabat right there, S-A-B-E-T. If you want to Google Dr. Kevin, he's speaking the truth. 9:35, according to Joe, 9:35 right now on the Piscopo Show with Frankie Five Burrows, Big Al Gattula standing by with the headline news just for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
67 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Gattula with Local News First. Here's what's going on. New Jersey lawmakers expected to pass a nearly $39 billion budget in Trenton today. However, it's expected to exclude Governor Murphy's proposed tax on millionaires and higher gun fees. The budget does include more money for New Jersey Transit and has a $3.8 billion payment to the pension system. Yesterday, Murphy said everything is on the table when asked if he would sign the budget if it did not include his millionaire's tax. A well-known New York City costume store is struggling to stay afloat. The New York Post reports that Ricky's will be down to just two locations by the end of the summer. The business had 29 stores at its peak. The owners have been battling to make a profit in the competitive world of retail. Ricky sells various costumes, costume items and other products. The final two stores are located near Union Square and in Soho. In sports, Yankees scored 6 runs in the first inning, 6 more in the 7th on their way to a 12-1 win over the Rays and a 3-game sweep in the Bronx. C.C. Sabathia firing 6 innings of one-run ball, picking up his 250th career win. Steven Matz gave up 5 runs in as many innings. The Mets lost to the Braves 7-2. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's take a spin, see what's happening here on the Southern State Parkway. Your busy Southern State Parkway west right into Wellwood Ave, getting out toward East Farmingdale with an accident. LIE west at Round Swamp Road. It's an accident in the HOV lane. Watch for delays in the Bronx on the Bruckner. Bruckner west at the Hunts Point Drawbridge, a collision there to deal with. And the FDR Drive south in the 70 is a spin out. Eastbound Belt by Sunrise Highway, accident still there. Delays go back out toward Kennedy Airport. Inbound side of the GWB, still pretty foggy. 20 minutes in, lower level, a disabled bus. If you're heading to the inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, looks like you're still waiting here about 25 minutes. And if you're heading to the inbound Holland, that's going to be 30 minutes getting into town. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic as you head to 280 East, getting out toward the Garden State Parkway. They just cleared an accident. Garden State Parkway North at 140, an accident getting up toward Union. And on the Taconic southbound and Hawthorne, accident on the shoulder. Rain today, foggy, high of 78. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Want a great night's sleep? Get a two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
Hi, I'm Laura Schaefer, General Sales Manager at AM 970, The Answer. Believe it or not, some of our most fundamental freedoms are being challenged. Alliance Defending Freedom, one of the nation's most respected and successful Supreme Court advocates, is fighting for you. Through generous donations, ADF has become a major force in the legal battle for free speech and religious freedom, playing an important role in 54 victories at the U.S. Supreme Court. If you're a business owner, consider making a tax-deductible donation of $1,500 or more. In return, your business will receive a bonus advertising campaign equal to the value of your donation. Contact me to learn more at 212-857-9639. Again, that's 212-857-9639.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldon, and I'm on the air here Saturdays from 9 to 10. The show is Bagels and Broadway, celebrating theater and food in New York and sometimes around the world. On this week's show, actress and content creator Jenny Paul with her upcoming series called Adulting with Jane, melding entertainment, how to do things, and shopping. Also from the company of Come From Away, dialect coach Joel Goldies, and actor Adam B. Jacobs, who'll be performing at Broadway Sings for Pride. All on Saturday's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldon.
Joe on the radio. Thank you, Valerie. 20 minutes before 10 o'clock, Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. I'll give you to 9:45. It's 9:40 right now. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter if you call 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. 855-621-9949. We love Route 22 Toyota. It's a family there. Alex, yes. Alex is there. I always tell you about Alex Gansella. He can offer you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Yes, you could check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You could check out the largest indoor automobile showroom, the great vehicles. You walk in, you get that new car smell, you know. You got to check it out. But I love that the touch, the personal touch, where you don't have to deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota. Iggy is there. My man Iggy is there. And Carmelo and Chester, you know, and Wendy and Chris and Johnny and Shoya. Just, it's a family over there. When you walk in, and I told you this before, when I first went over there and we're sitting and we were breaking bread, you know, with Iggy and with Alex and Carmelo and Chester. And then I look, and I'm watching across this large showroom, and I'm watching when people walk in, they treat those folks, when they walk into Route 22 Toyota, with such respect, like you're a family member, and that's the way they're going to treat you. But you can start here. You got till 9:45 right now. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. 855-621-9949. We love telling you about the family that is Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
9:42 with Joe on the radio. Mike Gonzalez is a senior fellow with the Heritage Foundation. Mike, welcome to the show, and happy birthday, I hear, huh?
Joe,
It's a great birthday present for me to be on your show. I mean, I've been a huge fan since the 80s.
Oh, thank you, my brother. You know, it's so funny. It's like your birthday, you're up, you're Adam. Do you take off? It was my birthday, and I thought of taking off. And I said, what kind of wimp would I be if I took off on my birthday, right? So I worked through it. So we appreciate you, Joe. You doing anything special today, Mike?
No, I'm a workhorse. You know, I love to work. I love to come to the office and write. I got a mission to do. I'd love to discuss it with you. And but a lot of my friends in New York, I'm from New York, a lot of my friends in New York, Adam, Scott, they're all listening to you right now.
Ah, man, well, we welcome them to the show, Mike. And we're big fans of the Heritage Foundation and of your work, Mike, so we appreciate you calling in. You know, you had this terrific op-ed in the New York Post about the New York City Schools Chancellor. For listeners who might live outside the area or might not be following this, tell us about the Schools Chancellor and what is your problem with him?
Look, Richard Carranza is unfortunately, he is very typical of the educators that are being produced now by our schools of ed. He is very leftist. He takes a very leftist view of, for example, the achievement gap. We have an achievement gap in education. We have African-Americans and students of Latin American background who don't do as well as non-Hispanic whites and Asians. And there are many reasons for this. Many of them have to do with, you know, cultural indicators such as out of wedlock births, family models. But the left doesn't see it that way. The left believes that there's structural racism, that there's white supremacy behind every corner. And the remedies they have come up with is always with the remedy till they get in trouble. Are really not just bizarre, but they're really, really counterproductive. They're saying that perfectionism and love of reading is a white hallmark. This is completely insulting.
Wow.
You know, people love to read. We have all perfected our way away from the Stone Age. In every corner of the world, perfectionism is what produces results. Love of reading is what will teach the way kids of any race or ethnicity are going to get ahead and learn. So what it is you know, this identity politics stuff.
Yep.
If you go back to Jim, you know, to the loss of the before the 60s.
It's so true. And you said that his ideology insults the very same people that he claims he's trying to help. It's so, so true. What has he done with respect to the specialized high schools, sir?
Well, there, I guess him and Mayor de Blasio, because he's also obviously a feature of de Blasio, they have tried to take away the colorblind exam with these schools that I, you know, these are the treasures in New York City. I went to the New York City public school system, by the way.
Where were you brought up, Mike? Where
Queens, which I think is the beating heart of New York, Jackson Heights. I went to IS 145 on Northern Boulevard. Very proud to have done so. My sister went to Newtown High. So, but look, these schools are jewels. And they are the ladder of success for many people with no money. You know these schools, Bronx Science, Dive High.
Yeah.
And if you take away the exams, then you're going to take away what makes them special, because they're specialized schools.
Yeah, it's very, very true. You know what? And help me out here, Mike, education-wise. I always say in Jersey, where I'm from, too, they don't help where the problem emanates from. They go out, and I understand the charter school situation, and they put out these charter schools, but they will not, and I never found an answer to this, why the politicians won't go back and try to fix up. If a school is having a problem, then they go outside and they go get charter schools. Why don't they go back where the problem emanates from, you know?
Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons why we moved out of Queens and I went to high school in Florida is because the schools were really, really bad already back then. But, you know, a lot of the problem, because don't forget that the Chinese-American and Indian-American kids that are doing well, they are also in these chaotic schools. So what happens differently with them? They have a father at home. They emphasize education. This is really important, Joe. If you look at the number of hours that Indian American kids and Chinese American kids spend doing homework per week, it's much higher than all the other groups, including whites. This is the reason why they do so well, and they understand that education is the ladder to success. These are best practices. These are models that can be shared with everyone, just the same way that we have cut down on smoking. You know, when the Surgeon General went on TV in 65 said cigarettes will kill you.
Yeah.
Nearly all American males smoke. That's not the case today. Drunken driving is down because of PSAs, because we have shared these models. We have to say that out-of-wedlock births, you know, are just going to hold you back, that a boy and a girl need a father at home who's going to model good behavior. We have to be constantly reminding people of this.
Yeah, it's so true, man. I've worked, you know, I'm the spokesperson for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Jersey, and I've had, when I got into helping at-risk children, I love what you're saying, Mike, because you go in, you talk, how many fathers in the house? No, the fathers aren't there, man. And you got to start a campaign to show it's more masculine, you know, it's more brave for the dad to indeed stay home, you know? So I hear what
you're God bless you, Joe. That's exactly right.
You know,
by the way, my father died when I was 11,
whoa.
And I know the difficulties that my mother went through.
Yeah.
So I'm speaking from experience here.
Forgive me, and I know we're going to let you go, but I have this insatiable curiosity about the human condition. Your father died at 11. What happened, if I may ask?
Well, I mean, you know, we were in Cuba. He did not get the diet that he needed because he refused to teach. He was a law professor, and he refused to teach law in the communist regime.
Wow.
So he was just not he did not get the diet. He died of diabetes. And soon after that, we left. We were allowed to leave for Europe. And by the grace of God, we came to Queens in the early 70s. And, you know, I love this country from the first minute I laid eyes on it.
You know, you are a great patriot, my friend. God bless you. You're the epitome of the American success story, Mike Gonzalez. Well said. Hey, keep us posted, man. We love your work. We love the Heritage Foundation. Mike Gonzalez, senior fellow with the Heritage Foundation. And your friends all in New York, we're sending our personal best, my brother. You know,
they just texted me. Thanking me from Minnesota. Adam just texted me.
Adam, thanks for listening, Adam. And Mike Gonzalez, please come back anytime, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, Mike. Take care, man. 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:50 with Joe on the radio. Debbie's been doing such a great job all morning. When the rain, if it starts to drizzle, the traffic just stops. And I'm going to try to get out of the city earlier by the Holland Tunnel, Deb. But am I going to do it? What do you think? That was not a good O. That wasn't a good O.
I'm zooming in on the maps right now. I know, because you know why?
Yeah.
One little thing happens.
I know.
You know. Canal Street is like a mess.
I know.
You know, and it just gets so crazy getting out of town. I mean, they're saying that, actually, I'm looking at the volume.
Yes.
It's all coming inbound. It looks like outbound, you're just going to have some volume from Canal Street. So, you know, but once you get past all the congestion on Canal, you'll be okay. You just have to go through all the, you know, the volume.
My personal traffic report.
Why don't you just follow me? I'll get you right through.
Yeah, I'm going out.
I'll scoot around all the
last time I meet him at the Holland Tunnel, he stops, and this guy gets out of the car in front of me. I think, oh, my God, now what confrontation? What did I do? It was Cthulhu. Hey, hi, Joe.
Yeah, I ran to his car. I said, hi, I know Joe Piscopo. Scared the daylights out of him. It was great. Well worth it.
Oh, you didn't get Cthulhu, Joe. You got a lot of love from Cthulhu.
9:51. Thanks, Deb. Have a great day, and thanks for being with us. So go ahead, Deb. Give it to us. Let us know. Yeah.
All right, let's see what's happening right now. Metro North, we're still seeing delays right now, Joe, of up to 90 minutes. And it looks like you're still seeing some ongoing issues because of some earlier problems with a structure fire up by the Greystone Station. So up to a 90-minute delay on the Hudson line of Metro North and also the New Haven line, a 25-minute delay with some down wires. D-Train, watch for some delays there as well. Watch for some slowdowns as you head inbound at the Holland Tunnel. We're still seeing some delays here inbound of about 30 minutes. Outbound, only 5 minutes out of town right now at the Holland Joe. If you're going to be taking a ride right now to the inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, inbound Lincoln, that's about 30. And the GWB, looks like you're still moving slowly across the upper level, 25 minutes in over there as well. Prepare for some stop-and-go traffic as you take a ride to the FDR Drive South right through the 70s. Looks like an accident just about cleared. Westbound Bruckner at the Hunts Point Drawbridge, a collision there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Walsh describes why Congress is putting Trump in a tough spot.
Trump's got a big problem. He got elected promising to do something about our border.
The Democrats up on Capitol Hill, they're not going to do anything.
In Trump's defense, by the way, the Republicans up on Capitol Hill, they're gutless and cowardly when it comes to our border, too.
So Trump's got a big, big problem.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program. Weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A flash flood watch remains in effect for areas near into the south and west of 287 through late tonight. Overcast and damp to start with areas of dense fog, some drizzle, and a couple of showers and a thunderstorm. And later today, clouds and breaks of sun, warm and humid with a high of 79. A couple of heavy, gusty thunderstorms later this afternoon and early tonight can produce damaging winds and flooding downpours. And cloudy and muggy late tonight with a shower, low 68. Tomorrow, clouds and a shower or two giving way to some sunshine, becoming windy and turning less humid, high 79. AM 970, The Answer.
Frankie, thank you for booking substantial guests this morning, because we had a really substantive show. I am such, you know, you get tired when you stay up all night like I do, going from one thing to the other. Now we added another. If General Salami was a vegetarian, he would be General Zucchini.
I like it.
Call him. I am General Zucchini. I do not eat meat anymore. Thank you very much. I don't know what kind of accent that was. Don't get offended, please. 954. Speaking of funny, John Bramnick is hysterical. You know, he's got this rule book, which is great. Everybody's talking about the rule book written by John Bramnick. It's called Why People Don't Like You. It has these necessary rules that you need to know, but it also has some great fun illustrations by Pat Brentano that'll make you laugh with the turn of every page. You know, and you hear us telling you about this when you go in. The one we love the best is the locker room one. John was so funny. Was he on stage at the Tropicana?
Oh, he was
hysterical. He told us. He said, "When you're playing golf and you go into the locker room and someone walks over to you and starts talking, and John goes, put a towel on before you even come over to me." Hysterical. That is one of the rules in this book. And again, don't say, for example, "Sorry to interrupt," if indeed you are interrupting for no reason at all, which is funny. And you know what I do now? Because I read John's book, Why People Don't Like You. When I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I was tweeting underneath the table. I had to get some things back to the kids. I looked up. I said, "Excuse me, I just have to get this out to my children."
See?
And I apologize for using the phone. John Bramnick's rules, right there. You got it. The book is so much fun. And you go to Amazon, you can check it out. These are just a few rules we told you about, but to find out all of them, you need to get yourself a copy. Buy it for people you like, or you know what, for people you don't like. Maybe buy it for a coworker, better yet, your boss. How about that? Everyone will enjoy Why People Don't Like You by John Bramnick. It's hysterical and a great read. Order on Amazon today by typing in Bramnick Book.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Salami to your boy in the army. Yes, the Navy gets the gravy, but the army gets the beans.
I am General Salami. What? I am changing my ways, and now you can call me General Zucchini.
This is nothing but beans.
Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis. And come on, what's the name of it?
Ideal printed menus every meal, and they decorate your plate with parsley green. In the army, we get chow that you wouldn't feed a chow. Oh, the Navy gets the gravy, but the army gets the beans.
Jerry Lewis right there. That's Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, but they were the biggest, you forget how big they were. From 19, it was 10 years, right? When did they go? To 1948 to 1958, I guess it was, Frankie. I think the year. 10 years they put in. They were like Elvis. They were like, people don't know. I don't know. I was too young. I don't remember. I remember more Jerry on his own and Dean on his own. But, man, they were the funniest comedy team ever.
And the movies that they did together, Alaska or Bust, and their whole series of films, are still just as funny today, in my view, as they were back then.
Rest in peace, Jerry. And then when I went and got my hair cut at the John Allen, is that the name of the place?
Yeah.
You guys got me, John Allen.
Oh, you went yesterday?
I went the day before yesterday. Oh. I did go with Brianda. Remember that girl, Brianda, whose real name is Donna, who's Italian from Long Island? I had a whole, what's with the look? Yeah, Brianda, come on.
You know, if you're going to get your hair cut, you got to get it cut from a girl named Brianna. She saw Jerry in person at Westbury.
Like
2 years ago.
Wow.
That would have made him like he was like 89 years old.
I think even older.
And she said he was hysterical.
I don't doubt it.
Jerry, rest in peace, Jerry. One of my true heroes right there. Hey, 9:57, thanks so much. And Al, you're set for the day. What are you doing today now? You going out? I'm following you out of the home tunnel.
Okay. Got to pick up my son. His last day of school is today. Half day gets out at noon. Might go see Shaft with him. The sequel and
R,
then
R rating on Shaft.
I don't know. I think it's PG-13. Oh, yeah, and then there's a tap takeover tonight at Paragon Tap and Table. I gotta have.
You are just a man.
Samples.
You are just a man. We appreciate you getting through this crazy, crazy morning because sometimes it gets
a lot
so
of
simple.
Salami and bologna.
Oh my lord! Just had a great time with you this morning. I appreciate you checking in, Frankie Five Boroughs. Thank you.
Thank you.
The wedding's going good. The planning is going good, and
it's,
everything.
It's awfully costly.
It is, and you're hoping that people kind of decline to go.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the worst thing ever.
Send a gift, though. No duets.
I think you should invite General Salami. I think you should just send it off to him.
I actually would like that. I would love
uniform.
That.
I am Salami. I am here for Marano. Oh, man. Mike Gallagher's coming up, and we're coming right back at you. Make it a great day because you designed it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
67 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are investigating the apparent murder of a man on Staten Island. They say a man shot around 4 this morning on Page Avenue in Tottenville, not far from a school in a relatively quiet neighborhood. The victim, said to be in his 20s or 30s, pronounced dead at the hospital. No arrests have been made. It's another day of the stubborn, stormy weather in the New York City area. Forecasters predicting showers and thunderstorms that could be more severe late this afternoon. Flash flooding is possible. The week of showers will finally taper off for the first official day of summer tomorrow, when the weather will start to improve for a beautiful weekend. In sports, Yankees crushed the Rays. Braves spanked the Mets. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo. AM 970, The Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.